The St. Louis Post-Dispatch recently published an article by Mr. Kramer reporting on the link between poverty and lack of school success. It indicated that with various actions, we can do a lot to improve school results in poverty areas. I commend what the author, Mr. Kramer, has to say. However, in my mind, the real issue is, do we actually want to erase poverty? Do we have the will to truly turn around failing school systems and help children out of poverty? I ask because I have heard the words so many times. There may be a way to begin this turnaround, but it is time-intensive and takes commitment. In 1965, when President Johnson, with much effort and against much opposition, got passed the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, we saw the beginning of a real effort to help those families most in need. New curricula and programs came into being, along with revamped housing and other assistance for the underserved. That act had measurable objectives and adequate yearly progress reports designed to specifically monitor all programs. In addition, the plan called for the development of a curriculum for bilingual education, counseling for students, early childhood programs, and much more. Personnel from city school systems and other schools that qualified went to work writing proposals, receiving focused funding, and putting into place programs they thought would be successful. That was the beginning of the Head Start program for young children. Teachers went through extensive training, including early childhood development, so that they would understand how children develop, so that they could work effectively with preschool children, and each child received individual attention. The fundamental philosophy behind this program was that if poor children received additional and effective education services, they would move ahead intellectually and begin to catch up with their more economically advantaged peers. So, where are we today? One of the main activities resulting from the ESEA Act of 1965 has been yearly state assessments. We are aware of the entire furor around these tests throughout the nation. Extensive test preparation, which takes away time from the curriculum, has not shown profound growth by students, and it has led to some cheating by both teachers and students under the threat of districts feeling they had to score better. Now, once again, we are looking at the reauthorization and funding of the ESOL program, along with the development of a national Common Core curriculum. Until we can show what works for children, especially poverty children, I suggest we use available resources to teach poor children on a one-to-one basis for a short period of time each school day. We know that works. Yes, this is difficult, but with the resources that are available for tutors and aides, I believe that this strategy is an effective one. I will bet the results will be beneficial. That is the first step out of poverty. I hope that school districts with large numbers of poverty children and families will give this strategy of one-on-one a try. It is a recipe for success. I am Dr. Susan Uchitel.